Imagine giving an AI a budget, a really complex corporate goal, and the keys to your database.
Yeah.
And then you just simply walk away.
Yeah, which sounds kind of terrifying when you put it like that.
It really does. But welcome to this deep dive. Today, we're pulling from a massive stack of sources. So we've got technical architecture blueprints, enterprise market data, deployment white papers, and we're using all of this to basically deconstruct agentic AI.
Right, because we all know standard generative AI by now. You know, you prompt it, it responds. It's essentially a calculator.
Right, it just does exactly what it's told.
Exactly, but agentic systems, they take action. They're like a project manager. They plan, they delegate, and they actually execute autonomously.
And the financial stakes behind this shift are just enormous. I mean, looking at the market data from our sources, this sector is projected to explode from, what, about $5.25 billion this year to almost $199 billion by 2034.
It's a completely new operational paradigm.
It really is. So to see how a system goes from just generating text to actually running a real project, we have to look at its brain, right? Starting with how it ingests data, which is the perception layer.
Right, the perception layer.
But looking at these blueprints, if an agent is just pulling in raw API feeds, aren't we looking at just the ultimate garbage in, garbage out scenario?
Mm, absolutely. And it goes well beyond just bad output. I mean, if an agent misinterprets a messy database query, it might actively execute a totally flawed plan based on that hallucinated data.
Wow.
Yeah. So that perception feed goes directly into the reasoning engine, which is the part tasked with breaking the big goal down into sequential steps using its memory system.
Okay, let's actually focus on that memory structure for a second, because short-term and long-term memory, I feel like those are pretty standard concepts now.
Right, definitely.
But the blueprints heavily emphasize episodic memory. How does an AI actually experience an episode?
Well, it's essentially indexing its past execution paths. So say the agent successfully writes a complex SQL query to bypass a data bottleneck.
Okay.
It logs that specific code snippet along with the surrounding context into a vector database. So the next time it faces a similar roadblock, it just searches that vector space.
Oh, so it retrieves the successful memory and applies it without having to reason through the whole problem from scratch again.
Exactly. It's building a permanent, searchable library of its own operational wins.
That's incredible. And then it hits the action layer, right? Where it actually makes the API calls to update a CRM or send out emails or whatever.
Right, which the white papers flag as the ultimate security vulnerability in the entire architecture.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Which is why you have to enforce the principle of least privilege at the API level, just with absolute ruthlessness.
Yes. If a specific agent's mandate is just to audit financial files, its API keys cannot physically have write or delete permissions, period.
But wait. Stringing multiple independent bots together to handle all these different permissions, that sounds like severe architectural overkill. Like, does a business really need a whole swarm of agents just chattering away to get things done?
Well, single agent systems work fine for really narrow contained tasks.
Sure.
But the market data shows that multi-agent architectures dominate right now. They make up about 66.4% of production environments.
Really? That high?
Yeah, you need specialized agents to prevent systemic failure. It's best to think of it more like software microservices rather than a corporate org chart, you know?
Right, so an orchestrator agent parses your request and then routes it. So the math agent handles calculations, the search agent scrapes the web.
Exactly, and they rapidly pass JSON files back and forth to assemble the final result.
And what about environments where the variables keep changing mid-task?
So that requires what's called the React architecture, which stands for reason and act.
Yep.
The agent generates a thought, takes an action, observes the actual system response, and then reasons about what to do next based on that live feedback.
So it's a continuous dynamic loop.
Right. But before we get totally swept up in the potential here, the deployment white papers reveal a pretty brutal reality check.
Yeah, I saw this. Companies are reporting an average 171% ROI when these workflows succeed. Yet fewer than 1 in 8 enterprise agent initiatives actually survive to see production.
Yeah.
1 in 8. That is just an abysmal failure rate given the billions being poured into this space. Why are they crashing so hard?
It's primarily scope creep, undocumented data silos, and what engineers call a runaway agent loop.
Right, where the reasoning engine just totally breaks down.
Exactly. The agent tries to solve an impossible problem. It hallucinates a fix, fails, and then just keeps recursively trying new hallucinations.
Just burning through server compute and API credits until the whole system completely crashes.
Which is exactly why the blueprints mandate strict observability.
Right.
In an agentic context, observability doesn't just mean tracking server uptime. It means logging every single reasoning step and API call the agent makes in real time.
Along with hard human-in-the-loop checkpoints, I assume.
Oh, absolutely non-negotiable. The architecture must be coded to pause and flag a human the second it hits an unrecognized error threshold.
So building these autonomous systems clearly requires rigorous structural discipline. It's not just about plugging into a massive new language model.
You're deploying an autonomous digital workforce. The guardrails matter just as much as the underlying intelligence.
Which brings us to a really fascinating final thought for you listening to chew on. If these systems rely on episodic memory, right? Saving their own successful code snippets and execution paths in vector databases.
Right.
What happens when a multi-agent system develops its own unique shortcuts to solve enterprise problems? Shortcuts that its human creators didn't intentionally design and might no longer even fully understand.
That is the million-dollar question.
Next time your AI project manager clears a massive bottleneck instantly, you might just have to wonder exactly how it pulled it off.